We present Dick Bentley, Jimmy Edwards, June Whitfield, and Wallace Eaton in The Glums, a typical domestic story of vulgar, moronic, and pathetic everyday folk. With June as F, Dick as Ron, and Jimmy as the awful Pa Glum. Today's story is entitled Engaged, or Give Me a Ring Sometime. As usual, Pa Glum is swelling the profits of his local.
Come on, Mr. Glum, what's up with you?
Hey?
You've been looking very thoughtful tonight.
Yes, well, I have been thinking a lot, Ted.
You have?
Namely, Ted, my son Ron's engagement to F.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you about how that come about, Ted?
Well, as it happens, several
times...
I thought I hadn't.
Well, if you'll pour me out another bran...
All right.
I'll tell you, this is what happened. It was some 7 years ago now. And at that time, I never even suspected that Ron was even interested in girls. I thought he was devoting all his nervous energy to mastering bubble gum.
Oh.
However, as I say, one night, as I say,
yeah.
He went to the pictures on his Todd Ted.
Yeah.
And Ted, comes half past 11, he's still not home. Well, you can imagine the state I was in. Where is he? What could have happened to him? Half past 11. I'll go out the front door and have a deck up the road. See if I can see him coming. Oh, my baby boy. What dire calamity have you met with?
Come on, Ed. Let's come in the back door. Here we are, Ed. It was very nice of you to see me home.
Oh, I just couldn't bear parting, dearest. But why did we come in the back way?
Because the door's narrower.
I don't see what that's got to do with it.
It means you've got to squeeze past me to get in.
Well?
I like it, eh?
Oh, Ron.
Eh?
Yes?
Let's go out and come in again.
Dearest. Anyway, I think you should get off your bike now. Look, let's sit on the sofa. Ron, you did mean those three words you whispered to me in the cinema, didn't you?
Of course I did, Eff. I had seen it.
Not about the film, Ron. I mean about loving me. You said... I love you, and I want you to be my fiancé. You did say that, didn't you, Ron? It wasn't just a dream.
No, Eth, I said it. You've got witnesses.
Witnesses?
That couple who were sitting between us.
Oh, and now we're engaged. Oh, Ron, I'm just so happy I could... Let me bury my head against your chest.
All right. Mind your ear on my holiday camp bat.
I don't mind. My man. Ron, there's an awful draft coming from somewhere.
Perhaps it's the hole in my pullover.
No, there must be a door open somewhere, Ron. Somebody's left it wide open. Oh, no wonder I'm frozen.
Tell you what, eh?
What?
I'll go and close the door.
Oh, will you, sweetheart?
Just leave the whole thing to me.
So practical. It just all seems too good to be true.
Well, that's that little jobbed.
Oh, thank you, beloved. Now, come and claim your reward. A big kiss. A special one, Ron. The first engaged kiss.
Oh, yeah.
My nose is.
Eff, can you hear my heart pounding? I wonder what part's making that noise.
It's the front door, Ron. Is there somebody ringing, Ron? Hadn't you better answer it?
All right. Coming, coming.
Ron!
Dad. Oh, Dad, you won't half cop it coming home this time of night.
Coming home? I've been out of the gate looking for you. Where have you been? My boy hanging round the streets till after the last trolley bus. Now then, I want a complete explanation of why you... You...
Good evening.
Hello, hello. Well, it all becomes clear now. Hello. Oh, Ron. Ron. I am not easily shocked. But to come into my own front room and find this sort of thing...
I'm sorry, Dad. I'll push it into the hall.
I'm not talking about your bicycle. And as for you, young woman, I demand an explanation of what you're doing over here with my son at this hour.
Well,
now, come on, I want an explanation.
Well,
now, don't shilly-shally, no beating about the bush.
We
now, come on out with it. Now, well, don't try and confuse me. I don't believe a word of it. It's a pack of lies.
Now, Dad, you mustn't talk to...
Will you keep your voice down? Do you want the whole neighborhood to know of your dissolute goings-on?
What dissolute goings-on?
Locking your father out so you can lark about here with a bint.
Mr. Glum, he didn't lock you out. I came here specially to meet you.
Oh.
Well, you see, Ron and I, tonight we got engaged.
Engaged?
And, Dad, we want you to be the third to know.
The third, dearie?
Well, you and me knew first.
So that's it. I should have guessed he got involved with a woman. So that was face powder on his lapel after all, eh? I just thought he'd been blowing down his sherbet dab.
Aren't you going to congratulate us?
Congratulate you? If you think for one minute I'd allow my only son to engage himself to a female of your ilk...
What's wrong with my ilk?
The ilk that brings the boy home this hour of the night. Call me straight-laced if you like. But I've always insisted that my son shall be in bed well before his parents are carried home from the boozer.
But, Mr. Glum, we love each other. We got engaged this evening.
That is quite irreverent. I know what's good for you, my boy. You are not to see this girl again, ever, understand?
Ever?
Never. I have forebode it. Now then, put her out of your life.
Oh, Ron!
Leave this to me, eh? Dad, I love it. She told me so. If you, Dad, think you can keep us apart, you're wrong. Let me tell you this. There is no way you can prevent me from going and seeing my ex.
Oh, no. I shall hide your trousers.
Oh, yes, that's a good way.
Mr. Glum, I'm not stopping here if I'm shown the door.
There it is.
I had hoped this meeting would be very different.
Oh.
But if you choose to try and deny us happiness by removing your son's nether garment, well, on your own head be it.
Oh, Ron, for goodness sake, come away from that window. You've had your face pressed against it for the last 10 days. Them net curtains will leave a permanent crisscross on your nose.
Oh. I say, Dad, could I have my trousers back for a while? I think I'll stroll down to the post office.
What for?
I fancy a tuppenny halfpenny stamp.
Ron, that's the 18th feeble excuse since breakfast. Why don't you give up? Forget her.
I can't forget her, Dad. I'll never forget her. For always engraved on my heart will be the one name. Thank you, Dad.
I'll answer the phone, Ron, for goodness sake.
Hello?
Ron, listen carefully. I've got a lot to say. Is your father in the room?
Yes.
Well, you'd better pretend it's someone else calling. The butcher. Got that?
Yes, eh?
No, not him. The butcher. Now listen, Ron, there's only one answer for us. Elope.
Elope?
Yes, tonight. I've borrowed a pair of trousers for you. Have your bike ready to get us to the station. me outside your window at 3 a.m. with tickets to Gretna Green. Got it, sweetheart?
Who is it, Ron?
Just a minute, Dad. You'll be outside my window at 3 a.m.?
Yes, that's right. Love me.
Oh, my sweetheart, I love you with all my heart.
Ron, who is it?
It's the butcher, Dad.
Now, was it really? Oh, very interesting.
John, wake up!
It's the Comanche. Get the wagons in a circle.
John, wake up!
Wait, just a minute. Hello, Ed. I never realized you were so tall.
Ron. Here's your trousers, dear heart. Now hurry up. The bike's right outside, and I put the tickets in the tool bag. Come on, or we'll miss the plane.
I know, Ed. You go down the ladder a bit so I can get on.
All right. Careful, Ron. There's a loose rung. Now there we are. Now quietly across the front garden.
Just coming.
No, leave the ladder there, Ron. We can't take that on the train. Get on the bike and I'll get on the crossbar. Quickly, we've only got a few minutes to get to the station.
Why, what's the time now?
3:10.
Thanks, Dad.
Mr. Gilm.
Oh, you thought you could pit your wits against me, eh? Why, you haven't got a wit to pit. Ron, back to your bedroom this instant.
Righto, Dad.
No, Ron, no.
Hey?
What?
Oh, don't you see? This is your one chance of happiness. Are you going to be under your father's yoke forever? For the first time in your life, Ron. Defy him.
Righto, F, I will. What do I do?
Put him clear and then pedal like Billy over the station.
Ron, don't you listen to this. You horrid boy. He knocked me right off. Oh, good. Come back. Stop that bike. Come back.
Hello? Will you accept a call from Gretna Green?
Oh, yes, of course I will, miss. Oh, at last. Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Ronnie boy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad, but like Ed said, I had to defy you, Dad. Like Ed said, Dad, it was my one chance of happiness. Ed said I just had to snatch it,
well,
Dad.
I appreciate that now, my son, but next time, snatch a bit more carefully.
What do you mean, Dad?
What do I mean, here, you talk to him.
Oh, Ron, why didn't you take me with you?
That was The Glums, a recorded extract from Take It From Here, first broadcast in the BBC's Light programme on the 29th of January, 1958. Those involved were Dick Bentley, Jimmy Edwards, and June Whitfield, encouraged by Wallace Eaton. Frank Muir and Dennis Norton wrote the script, which was produced by Charles Maxwell. This edited version was prepared by John Brown.